Yeah, hi, I'm looking for roofing. Is this the roofing department? Hello? Roofing. God damn this shit.
Okay, folks, it's time. It's time to things that need to be said. And welcome back to the Translator Podcast. So that's number one. This is going to be an audio podcast today, audio only. It's going to be in and out here as I adjust my mic. Thank you so much for listening. Welcome back, whoever my listeners are who have stayed with and are growing. Certainly appreciate that so much. Let me see if I can find you a number while we're chatting to call in and leave messages, because I did have one before and I want to get you one again. So you can respond to this, and there'll be many ways to do that coming up in the future. Hopefully I can drop that on the episode bio and everything like that. But I'll keep looking while we're talking anyway. Okay. So let's talk about this. Politics coming up. Let's talk about the election real quick. Everybody has their political thoughts and who they think should be president, who they think should be elected and stuff like that. Okay, this was a thing that I just thought about this today. I was talking to some friends, we were talking about stuff, and then afterwards I was thinking, so I know that most people, my thoughts are that most people elected, I want to see, maybe I can change the distance of the mic, maybe it'll sound better, that most people elected Biden. I mean, the whole thing was pretty clear that people elected Biden so that Trump wouldn't get reelected. So if you think that's the case, let's keep following that logic. Basically, anybody who voted for Biden so that Trump wouldn't get reelected, didn't think far enough ahead. Whether you like Trump or not, there's reasons that I think Trump was successful with some of his policies. And I'm not going to go into the computer right now, but I think in the future I need to do that to pull like, hey, this was a good policy. This was a good policy. This was a good policy. But I just remember, and that's what I kind of do. I kind of shoot from the hip on remembering those things because at the time, like if something comes across and it's like, hey, we're going to, this was one, put tariffs on China. So I know someone who doesn't believe this is the right thing to do. Everyone has their own opinion. But this is a good example for me. What they say, well, every country has been taxing us for doing this. He wants America to make more money. And he says, why not put tariffs on China so that when they import things here, we get paid for it. We get the tax money on that. That's a great way to increase revenue for the United States, for us to make money, but not on our own people. And it's the way that the country can actually make money that's on a global scale, that's different than the war machine that we currently have going on now. There's so many things to say about it, but I mean, let's just say that was one policy. I agree with that policy. I think if you keep it that simple and you go, okay, we want to put tariffs on China so that when they import things here, they're going to be taxed. That's the way our country is going to make money. And that's what other countries do. And I think it's completely fair that we do it. We are obviously clearly like the country that people call when they need help with war. That has been established for many years. And now people are starting to cash in. So with these two, you know, wars that are going on right currently, well, I'm sure there's others in the country, I mean, in the world. But the two big ones right now, they're both looking for help from America, the USA. And they're trying to cash in on that. So I think I was going to say that, you know, that's part of another way that I think that we make money, the country would make money. So again, Raytheon, like what's the other one? Like the three big war companies. You know, I don't have all the details and everything right in, you know, in my head, but I can just tell you the ideas behind it right away. But let's just say the three big companies that make the most money when United States has to go, okay, hey, we need a bigger defense budget. We need more money from the American people. So it takes money from the American people. And then instead, and then it, what it does is it makes the three companies, that we give them our money and they make the weapons and everything. And then they sell those to the other countries. But the American people aren't seeing the profits come back to them. This is another example of, you think when we just talked about the economy doing well, my opinion, it's not doing well at all. And the way that I base that off of is very simple. I go, okay, when I go to the grocery store, well, first of all, let's start with your car. When you get in your car, is your car paid off or is it not? How high is your interest rate on your car payment if it's not paid off? How high is your insurance? How much does insurance cost for your car? And that's usually based off the cost of the car. A few other factors, and definitely could be part of the economy for sure. How high is your car payment? Because that's going to be an interest rate thing. Right now, it's very high. Right now, if you were to buy a used car, even if you were to pay it outright, it's extremely high, which means that means if you only have so much amount of money, obviously you're going to have to spend more money to pay for that car. That's a bad sign. That's not what you want. You want the opposite. You want used cars are at their all-time low. Used cars should be way less money because they're used. Not that used cars, not just new cars going up in price, but used cars going up in price as the market does fluctuate, but we're seeing this go up and up and up, and this is not healthy. It's not good. It's not what you want to see. It's not a good example of a good economy. Then we'll go to the next one here, being, and I do want to pull up an article on this, being, okay, so then you go to your job. Now, let's say you go to your job, and now you're getting paid less than you've ever gotten paid, okay? And that has to do with the companies getting greedier and greedier, paying their executives more money, paying the people that work for them less money. That's an example of, I don't know what, I guess you could say the economy in some sense. I mean, you could kind of lump that in. I mean, the fact that what happens is when they get the money, they don't share the profits with the people that pay the taxes. And even though they're the ones that are funding their, the whole, defense contracts and all this, that, and the other. And I know from experience, I've talked to people who have told me, and if you're listening, who've told me that they know executives that make $250, $300, $350, $400, $450 plus bonuses a year. They're basically, I mean, millionaires. Because if you have that kind of money and you have any kind of investment, and especially that's just one person, if they're married, who knows what the other person's making, if they're even working, but if they are, I mean, you're basically a millionaire. So these executives at top companies, and there's a lot of companies, especially in the city I live in, any big city is going to have major companies within it and branches of those companies. And there's plenty of companies out there, but those companies that are of certain sizes are making, the executive level there are making such amount of money that you're just like, okay, you've already passed the amount of money that you would need to like ever need to have like one kid, two cars, two vacations a year, probably an extra house, a whole entire extra house that you rent out, you know, or beach house or mountain house, owning all your vehicles. You basically have fuck you money, almost have fuck you money. You know what I'm saying? At that point, well, at that point you have fuck you money, you know, depending how long you're working there for. And some of these people are working there for years and years and years. And that comes along with the kind of attitude and the position that you have when you don't want to lose that kind of money. Let's say you're making $500 a year. Well, you're going to want to work there for as many years as possible. So you're going to do anything and everything you can to have nobody take your position or have anybody fail underneath you in any sort. And if they are, you just let them go. I mean, you're not the one getting fired. They are. So executives fire anything below them. They don't look to, it's not them that's going to get fired necessarily unless they do something crazy. So, and the reason I know this is because I know from a very close source, and because executives have talked the way that I've heard that the way they talk to people behind closed doors in companies. So if you're at the executive level and you're hearing this, that'd be really cool. You can reach out because I'd love to hear from you. But I think people would enjoy hearing the truth about what certain executives do. I'm sure there's some that are just like super smart, very dedicated, very like driven, and just have a large capacity for workload and just like put their heads down and do their workload. It does take many years to get there. But I think there's others that are more play people at their feelings, play people, play politics in companies to get people to do what they want, to get people fired, to keep themselves, to raise themselves up. Either way, you're making a ton of money and you have the role, but the way that they talk to each other, especially when there's a thing that needs to get done, is like, you would think that they were like a bike gang, like swearing, calling people like cunts and stuff like that, not getting in trouble for calling a woman a cunt. And saying things that are just out of like that you would never hear, like the normal level, the workers that work like even in corporate, like you would never, like you couldn't do that because HR. Now, HR works for the executives, with and for the executives. So if the HR people will do what the executives say, I think, I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, that is who they report to. And there's certain people that report to or are responsible for what's the price holders know, the another group. But anyway, let's get back to it. So you're at work. You have those level of individuals. You're not making that kind of money. Let's just say that you're lucky enough to be making $100,000 a year, which is $25,000 a year more than the above average earner in America, which the average worker in America and earner in America as a single individual, not people and not man versus woman, is about $45,000 a year. Okay. So with $45,000 a year living in the world today after taxes, that's like $27,000 a year. You tell me how far that's going to go. Now, let's talk about used cars. We talked about that. Let's talk about house prices. Good luck buying a house on $27,000 a year. Now, again, don't forget, this is most people in America. Most people in America. So this means most people in America. Just keep that in mind. So that's the, so wherever you are in your walk of life and how much money you make and earn, how much you earn, I should say, I gave you the numbers on what the average individual earns and brings home. One individual, not a married couple, you know. I think people forget about that a lot. But if you earn 45 a year, let's just say it wouldn't say 50. You're going to bring home like what, 36, 30 maybe? You know, it's better to couple up, I suppose. At this point, the best case for marriage, and this might not even be a good case, is to get married because of the financial support. You have two people living in the same house, which now again, we go back to houses, they're extremely expensive. Hugely expensive and high mortgage rates. Actually, I don't know about the mortgage rates. I got to figure out that one. Okay. So if you get past that idea, what else has gone? Okay, so then you're on your way home. You decide to go to the grocery store. Now, the grocery store is three times more expensive than what it was about a year and a half ago. 2 years ago. We have had what I think is two things going on. One, well, three maybe. People say inflation. Okay. Then we have two. We have another thing going on. The excuse of COVID. So first, the COVID thing happened. I still think there's a lot of major lies and major. It was the worst time for our country because of how much misinformation spread. I still think there's a divide, and there should be, amongst people who believe certain things and people that don't. I think the people that I don't agree with on those things, or that see completely differently on me on those, has nothing to do with their like personal, I guess, like it's not a personal thing. It's more of a logistical thing for me. Like the way I look at it with logic, I go, okay, here's the logical thing that happened. And then maybe their logic is different than mine. I'm still trying to figure if it's just they use their logic differently, but sometimes the people I talk to don't use logic. I've had so many dates and also people I talk to that like when they tell me that like I can't go out with you again because you don't support the Black Lives Matter movement, that would be coming from a stance of like, okay, that person is not necessarily dumb. They're emotionally invested in something. They're also brainwashed because they're not using their logic. Because if they were using their logic, they would have seen that the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement were like three lesbians that stole all the money from the movement and also had people rioting in like major cities and causing more money loss in the city for everyone than ever before. So I just want to talk to people who are intellectuals that can use logic and you know, so there are levels to it. I must say, this is turning into something else. There are levels to it. If I'm talking to someone, I'll know, like if you believe in that thing, then I'm like, oh, you're at a level, you're at a emotional, you're emotionally at a lower level than me, and you're logically at a lower level than me. It's not different. I won't even give it the credit bit different. It's lower because there is emotional intelligence that is like how we measure IQ. And I think I have to stop being so nice about that. Meaning I'm not going to like go up to somebody and do that. I think I can hang out with people like that. Like they're cool. We can hang out. But if we start talking about serious thing and the adults are talking, then I'm going to have an intellectual conversation with you. I mean, I'm going to be intellectually, I'm going to give you my real opinion. Like I'm going to tell you like that about those things. I'm going to say, well, I'll say those things. So if those things bug the person I'm talking with, I'm already like, well, you're not going to want to hear the other stuff I have to say then, or you're not going to want to talk to me about that because it's not going to go your way. It's, you're going to hear something that's going to feel uncomfortable to you most likely. And if I am talking to somebody that has a higher IQ, not IQ, but like, cause I'm not that smart. I just has a higher logistical, I guess IQ or a higher emotional level, they're not going to get uncomfortable with talking about those subjects, even though they're like hot button subjects, because it's not about being on the right side. It's not about like they did it right. There's like so many different things that go into it. Did they break the law? You know, how much money did they cost things? And that's the logic. That's what we're talking about here. Well, we should call this episode logic, because I say it so much, it's getting annoying. So we'll kind of jump, but first we'll jump to those funny dates I had. I want to tell you about them, but real quick to finish up the thing. So the economy itself, I think is doing terribly right now. When I say economy, and I could be wrong about what the word is, I've been here and already had some conversations about that. That to me is like, hey, if food's cost more money, gas costs more money, cars cost more money, used cars cost more money, interest rates are going up, inflation's up, house prices are up, jobs are paying less. And, you know, you have to, those are just financial things, but those have a lot to do with freedoms. And there are some freedoms you have to be careful of. That's the next thing. So financially, The economy, I personally think, is the worst it's ever been. Things are so expensive, and I think that's a big problem. And I think if people do not start paying attention to it now, and it keeps getting worse and worse. I mean, just even the economy, the climate right now, the financial climate right now. I'm sure so many people are struggling, and you're going to see the effects of that keep happening. And if you're making more than that and you're doing well, then good for you. But I'm not talking about, this isn't a conversation about how well you're doing. This isn't a conversation to boost those people up. This is a conversation to wake those people up that to an intelligent conversation regarding the circumstances. And whether you stand on one end of the side of the spectrum or the other, this is what we're discussing. And we have to come to some truths. And to me, that is a truth. And I'd love to hear somebody debate me on that or not. Speaking of which, before we go to the next subject of the interesting dates, I have an opportunity I need to get back in touch with, or she'll get back in touch with me, and to go, I have an opportunity to go on a radio show. I'll give the details out next episode once we have it locked in. Right now it's pending. But I had a call come in, and she asked if I wanted to be on her radio show. It's a segment. I think it's an hour or two segment. I will give the details out on that because it'll be live. And I would love for those who are listening here to listen to me there. Also, again, that one's hopefully going to be the case. I'll give you the details. I was just thinking, I definitely want to be reaching out to other podcasts, not only locally, but everywhere else to be on theirs and come onto mine. I have a list of people I need to call that was curated. So that's going to be coming up in the future. Okay. Before we go on, also, you can go to the_translator_podcast Instagram. Thank you. Okay. You can also email me where's my email? Let's do this. So this is funny. This is the old name of the podcast. You can email at singlewhitemalepodcast@gmail.com. And I'll be changing that soon. But if you want to email me, this might be a good way to get people to start interacting with me. You can email me, interacting with me. You can email me at singlewhitemalepodcast@gmail.com. Okay? That's the email for now. I'll get you a number later. Okay, I got about 8 minutes left, 7 minutes left. So let's talk real quick. Let's just bring it down to a little bit more funny. So I've been on these dates, and I think some of the women may even be listening, but so women, here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to say. And then anybody who listens to it, if they got this far, then I'm interested to hear more from them. I think there's two things that are happening right now. Women have all the rights as men. They've only lost one right. Okay. And I don't agree with that. But before they lost this right, this abortion right, they had all the rights as men for many, many years. Okay. And that is great. I want men and women to have the exact same rights. So obviously, here's the deal. Let me back that up. Right now, women and men have the exact same number of rights. Men never had the right to for birthing rights. A woman could go and get an abortion under the law, pretty sure. Is that Roe v. Wade? When that took place, where women could have an abortion? Is that when that was? So whenever they got a right to have an abortion, that's when men lost the right to make her have an abortion, basically. You know what I'm saying? So men have not had the right they don't have reproductive rights. Men just don't have that. We had one less right than women the whole time that women were saying that they were fighting for equal rights. Just sit there for a minute and think about this. I'm going to go through it again. Currently, women and men have the same amount of rights. Okay. Currently, men do not have reproductive rights. Women do not have reproductive rights. The government has taken that away from both of us. Okay. Before this, in the age of the time when women and men had, a time before that, women had more rights than men. They had all the same rights as men, except for men still did not have reproductive rights, but women did at that point. That was for a long time. Before that, men had one more right than women, and it was the right to, I think, make her have an abortion. And then a long time before that, it was the right to voting. That had to do with the war. And then there was, you know, shit before that. I don't even know. But in modern times, and all your life and all of our lives that are alive right now, if you're my, I'm 40. So if you're anywhere, if you're my age or a little bit older, you know, if you're probably even 50, women had more rights than men. So anything that you've heard from the point that you were born until now about women complaining that they don't have equal rights has all been a lie. And please correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm saying this wrong, if I'm missing something, but I don't think I am. Women, and this is not, again, this is taking a subject and looking at it rationally and looking at like what it actually is, facts, okay? This is not about me wanting more rights than women or anything like that. I want equal. So if you can name me, if you can, if you want to email me, you want to call, whatever. If you can name me a right from that a woman had, doesn't, that a man has that a woman doesn't, right now, we can't do it. It doesn't exist. And since the beginning of when I was born, it never existed. Women never had less rights than men, ever, in my existence of life. So I hate to say you wasted your time because you also lost your right. Somehow women worked that hard, and God bless them for something they were going. This is the problem. You worked on the wrong thing. You work for something you already had. You weren't smart. And then I guess because those are the people that were working, the unsmart people, they even worked, they even were the ones who lost the right to abortion. So women, if you're the only ones fighting at this point, then you need to recalibrate yourself. And as far as men go, we never had the reproductive right situation. Do you want us to fight for reproductive rights? Because if we get reproductive rights, is that giving it to you? Or is it giving it to you and us? Or we get to decide? Or is, you know, or do we have to have a 50-50 decision? You know, where does that one go? Isn't that a weird space to be in? Yeah. So tell me if you've heard that before. Has anyone had that conversation? Has anybody ever called out women on their rights before? And been like, hey, you were bullshitting the entire time. Don't get me started on the Black Lives Matter movement. It has nothing to do with being racist. If you take the facts of it all. And okay, nobody wants to have these conversations. I guess that's why they're in podcasts. So maybe that's why you listen. But it does make me interested in people that, like when I, and again, I was going to talk to you about dating, when because it lets you know that that person is that person. So for instance, you know, I went on a couple of dates with some girls and like, they were like adamant about certain things that were, again, like conversations like that, where like, they don't believe that there's a, they believe that women, there's a pay gap. Women aren't paid as much as men. So as soon as you hear that, you go, oh, you're following the brainwashed ideologic path of that path. You're not going, let me use my logic to figure this, the truth out of this. You're just kind of going with what people say, but not inquiring into it. And that's going to cost you in dating. You're not going to want to be with that person. I want to get more into those, but we're running out of time today. I'm just going to do a 30 minute to get it out there. I want to say thank you guys so much for still listening. I know it's heated today with the topics, but yeah, hit me up at the _translator_podcast@IG and single white male podcast on Gmail. Send me messages there. All right. I'm wrapping it up. Thank you for listening today. And I mean, just thanks for being a fan. I got more coming at you soon. Okay. Talk to you.